To get you in trouble.
Crave.
Oh, why did you shut it?
Cast.
Why did you shut it?
I know, sorry.
Idiot!
What you think, Pierce?
Nah.
What you think, buddy boy?
Computer all nothing working good?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go!
This is smooth today.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You just probably jinxed it.
Probably.
All right,
I just need
guest host.
I need couch potatoes.
At Perfectly
Have
Pierced.
You been, oh, you probably finished those.
In town.
I need something.
Has more followers than all of us combined.
By 10 times.
Yeah. Easily.
So we did a Q&A. Or I should say Amber did a Q&A because I was not involved, but she does such a good job at that stuff. So we did a Q&A with on his profile, and like the coolest questions. And obviously, cool, you know, great answers with Amber, but we got some of the coolest questions about Down syndrome and our experience and stuff like that. So hopefully that helped out everybody. If you haven't gotten a chance, go follow at Perfectly Pierce. Is it Perfectly underscore Pierce? I'm pretty sure. But if you search Perfectly Pierce, it'll come up.
It'll come up.
He's got like 24,000, 22,
just a
something
cool
like that.
24,000 people.
Yeah. Just a real quick 20-something thousand.
Yeah, I was talking to my client who lives in North Carolina last night that I do nutrition with, and I was like, hey, are you asleep yet? Because I was going to give her a call and answer some questions. She's like, actually, just watching Perfectly Pierce's story right now. He is so adorable.
That's awesome.
I was like, yeah,
it's like,
he is.
I'm almost sometimes like hesitant about all that because like I had somebody come up to me in, we were in Witch over by the new location, and she came up and she goes, Tyler Robinson, are you, you're Perfectly Pierce's dad, right?
Yeah.
I was just, while I was eating my sandwich, I was just looking at Perfectly Pierce. And I was like,
whoa.
That is really cool, but yeah. I don't know if I'm a little freaked out by it. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Mixed feelings.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Mixed bag, but the biggest thing is if we can get to, you know, as many people as we can in order to spread awareness and how big of a blessing he is. You know, that's the biggest thing for us. So
I don't know. The biggest takeaway from that was, why were you spending your time in a witch? Kind of a waste of a meal.
Because it's right next to
it was,
the.
It was right next to
the
door,
new location.
And
you're
on poverty macros. And
yeah.
Witch.
But I had meetings all day long, and so I had one meal of carbs, and that was it. It was a good sandwich though.
Mm.
Tasted pretty good.
I bet it. Cardboard would taste good to you right now.
That's true. It was funny. So the other day I was just at the tail end of my macros, and I was like, there was an empty box of or not an empty box, but like close to empty box of that's been sitting there for like a month of mini wheats, shredded mini wheats.
Yeah.
And like I grabbed like half a serving of those, and I was like, this tastes so good. I'm like, what the hell am I thinking? And I just popped them in my mouth, and like I just ate those, and I was like, wait a minute. Those were so good. Why were those so good?
I remember that exact feeling. I eat like a good flavored protein bar, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, this maple glazed donut.
Those
tastes just like a donut. I'd be like,
solid.
They are good, but they're extra good.
Welcome to another episode of The Gym Closet. We are here, as usual, with @jordan.hildreth. How's your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
Dude, yes, I did.
Your,
I had a very fun weekend.
I was gonna say you had your
birthday.
Happy birthday, boy.
Thanks.
72nd birthday.
72nd birthday. So, as you know, and I'm sure a couple of the listeners know, I'm really good friends with the Smiths. So I went over to their house beforehand, and their littlest daughter, Sophie, is like, she's my homie. So like
she is adorable.
She went to like she took or they took her shopping to go get like decorations for my birthday, and Sophie was like, Jordan loves race cars. Like she was, and I've never had a conversation with her about race cars or anything. She was just like, he loves race cars, especially red ones. And like
that
her reasoning
awesome.
On it was like, he doesn't, I don't see him wear like these four colors, so his favorite color is red.
So you wear red?
I don't know.
A lot?
I know.
I was gonna say that's very.
But that
perceptive.
Was like that was her reasoning behind it. So it was
that's
it was
awesome.
Adorable, man. I got to do that, and then I went out with them and two of my really close friends, Cole and Taylor, to the Hessen house, and we just got a little drunk,
a little
had a good,
toasty,
good weekend.
And then we
did
saw you at the Pink Out
Pink Out
session.
Workout on my actual birthday, which was awesome. dude, there were a lot of people there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
A crazy amount.
Yeah,
packed.
That was
a good workout, man.
Awesome workout. Thanks for every. We'll get into this a little bit more later, but thanks for everyone that came through. And happy birthday to Jordan.
Thanks.
And here, as 50% of the time, Zach Downs won. You're not here enough for me to even know your handle.
Yeah.
We went through
at
this.
Zach Downs won.
It was bad. It was bad again. So and then I changed it, and now it's good.
All right. At Zach Downs won. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
What'd you do?
Went and checked out the new Smash Park.
Smash Park. That place is so much fun.
And it was,
it's awesome.
It was pretty mind-blowing.
Did you get a pickleball
place
court?
Place is
it
giant.
Already?
No, the no, pickleball. Like so pickleball, through. Yeah, pickleball's first come, first serve. So you have to like get in a waiting list
they,
or whatever.
They have eight of them.
We didn't even go look.
Yeah.
I mean, kids were on half of them. And then but they had like a live band going on. I mean, they have everything.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Shuffleboard, awesome. Human size, Connect Four.
Bocce ball. Bags.
Yeah. Bags.
Two bars.
That's bars. Yeah. Upstairs, food, 21 only. Go. Downstairs,
I'm not
everyone.
Gonna go
well,
dining.
I wouldn't.
It's. I mean, I
would go immediately
right after
the
diet.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Tons
it's
of food.
It's super kid friendly and adult
and,
friendly.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's both.
Very,
and they have like
drink. Night.
If you want to go upstairs, I mean, kids downstairs playing. Go right upstairs, play drinking games.
Yeah.
And just get.
That's awesome.
You know, have a good time.
just get drink responsibly.
I love it. That's awesome.
It was fun though. I mean. I was looking online. They said the place costs like $3.5 million to build. So
that's it?
I was going to say that
they
seems
should have built
low
two.
For the amount.
Yeah,
stuff
but
that
I mean, like,
the,
it was huge.
It's massive.
It was huge.
Yeah,
and everything they have inside, they also have surrounding outside.
They've
but it was raining, so.
Sure. It's really, really cool.
That's awesome.
Dude.
I
was
definitely
cool
have
place.
To go check it out. Right when I'm done nighting, that'll
I know
be a good
Mitch
time
took
to
his family there, and they had a great time.
I saw one of my buddies there, and he's like, "Oh, what's up, man?" I was like, "Hey, dude," and he's, I was like, "What's up?" And he's like, "Oh, not much. Just chilling. I've been here since 4:30. It was like 9:30. I was like, "Oh
been
my
here
god!"
For 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's how like, they're gonna pay that million dollars off. Is you,
about
if you're
every
there,
game in this place.
Yeah, you're spending money. So what costs money? Just getting in or.
No,
literally,
it doesn't cost money to get in. All the games
nothing.
Are free. You just
games
spend
all
and
free.
Just
everything
drinks.
Is free
but
besides
spend,
food and
if
drinks.
If you're there for 5 hours spending money on food and drinks, I
I'm
think
sure
you're
he spent right. quite a bit on his drinks.
Especially if you bring the family members.
Since 4:30.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was cool, though.
Cool. Well, we went to St. Louis. We had two bodybuilding competitors that did really well. Ahmed got third in novice and just missed placing in a huge classic class. So he was in tall, just misplacing there, and there was like 11 or 12 people in there. And there was same thing, 11 or 12 in the short, too. So there was like 24 classic people, which don't get me started on classic physique.
Jeez.
Compared to bodybuilding, because there was
24.
Five bodybuilders. And the top 10, the top five for sure, should have been doing bodybuilding and would have placed very high on a really nice, like, big
You told me
stage.
There was a lot. So, I didn't know that many.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, Ahmed did great. And then Chevy, James Chevalier, who is also on the team, got his pro card, won his
Boom.
Overall, and finally got his pro card. He was the one last year that won, but there wasn't enough in his class to get a pro card, so he got first place and missed out on a pro card. So this year I was really hoping that he did, and he did. So he crushed the competition and did really well. So congratulations to those guys. And then we went to St. Louis, which is the worst drive in the world, especially if you go the way we went. We went
I thought you said you were
going to
fly.
Back roads. I was going to, but then like in 3 days. So I checked.
Is that
checked
why your
Southwest.
Phone didn't work for like?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I checked Southwest. Southwest to St. Louis, like 2 weeks out, was $80 one way. And then I was going to drive back with them. And I was like, that's perfect because then I can leave here at 6. I can still work throughout the day. And I can get there by 8. It's a one-hour flight. And then I was like, okay, I'll plan on doing that. I didn't buy it, of course. And so then 3 days later, it's like $220. So I'm like,
dude,
oh,
Southwest.
Shit.
Southwest has been outrageous lately.
Yeah.
I was looking at tickets to go down to El Paso, and the tickets I bought were like $400 there and back. But Southwest was like $800.
Really?
Yes, dude. Outrageous. And it's been like that
crazy.
For a little while. It's always
I wonder
been the
why.
Best.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I think part of it's flying out of Des Moines. I don't know that, it's like that in other places. I know it's on a limited schedule coming out of Des Moines.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I say I know. I
but it is a limited schedule because there was two times. There was an early morning and then in like a late evening, which was perfect for me. But
so I know that we have a foodie section later, but this is something that I've been wanting to try. I heard it on another podcast that I listened to. But apparently there's a pizza place in St. Louis that everybody from St. Louis loves.
Really?
It's called Emo's Pizza. And it's supposed to be the pizza place. But anybody not from St. Louis that has gone to St. Louis and tried Emo's Pizza, like, unanimously, they're like, this pizza is the worst dog shit pizza I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Really?
And these people were ripping on it, dude. They had, like, a six-minute segment about how much they hate Emo's. They brought it up the next podcast, too, because they're like, some of you guys don't believe us. This is the worst pizza on the planet. And you have to try it, because it's that bad. And people love it from it. Yeah, and it's a franchise in St. Louis.
Is it just in St. Louis? Like, cool ambiance? Like, does it?
Don't know. No, I know nothing about it. Why would you say a single good thing about it?
That's
so
crazy.
I have no idea. They were like, pizza, processed pizza that you get from the store that you throw in the, and they were like, is better than Emo's.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was hilarious. So next time
in St. Louis, I'll go in there ironically too. Is it ironically?
Yeah.
Is it, yeah.
Or I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the word. Ironically. Yeah. I'll go in there ironically and test it out.
Yeah.
We did stop. I thought it was only in St. Louis, but I found out it's not. Insomnia Cookie, or like Insomnia Sweets, or something like that, is in St. Louis. So Ahmed knew about it, and he knew about it because he lives right across the street from one. During prep, like, that would be the worst thing in the world. But it's an Insomnia Cookie or something like that in St. Louis,
oh,
but
yeah.
It's also
I
in
saw
Ames.
Him on a story.
I've had it. Yeah, there,
you've had
El
it.
Paso has one. Yeah.
Yeah. So he came in the car with me, and then Dustin is prepping as well.
Yep.
And he had this like
fresh
baked, exactly. Fresh baked under cookie.
Oh, it looked
three or four.
It looked so good. He had it on a story.
Oh, he did.
Oh,
yeah.
He had like an ice cream
or
a cookie sandwich.
Three or four.
Yeah.
Oh. So then he has fresh baked cookie.
Take a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah, I figured it looked
like Goodrich ice cream.
Yeah.
On there, then a fresh baked cookie on the top, and then he got two more fresh baked cookies on top of that, and I was just like,
I bet you could smell all of that.
I'm going to Ames because I'm in Duluth, and then I'm in Burnsville, which are both north in Minnesota, so I'll have to drive through Ames anyway. So guess
both
where I'm stopping after
on
that?
The way back.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah,
stop there.
I recommend the place. It's very, very good.
You have had it? That's awesome. Yeah, I'll have to try that out. So we will have – so this is kind of part of our foodie – actually, let's just get into our foodie segment right now.
Yeah.
So that's part of our foodie segment is talking all about food and what amazing places
opinions
that we're going to try.
Opinions of it, like the
and
pineapple
so,
thing did not go my
yeah.
way.
Whew, yeah,
I saw.
Was not close.
I know. I wasn't pretty, I wasn't happy about that either.
You're not a pineapple fan either.
Now,
right?
He didn't word it, you know.
I know, I didn't quite
correctly
go after it hard enough.
Yeah,
as hard as I thought it was.
Because I was so sure that I was going to be right. I was like, I don't need to word this differently.
I don't need
I'm going
to
put it out there straight up. And
dude,
it'll
I
come
voted
back exactly
and I saw,
how
I
wanted
I voted
it.
And I saw the percent, and I was like, no. I was like, damn.
They were coming in.
They were coming in hot. From all pages. It wasn't just like
the
your
questions,
friends.
I know,
the question
was
a little different, though. It was, what was it specifically?
I can't remember, man.
I can't remember. Anyway,
I copied the
it doesn't
one
matter
on
what
the
it is.
No, there was
podcast.
Like,
I won.
Do you like pineapple pizza or is it your favorite? There,
yours
there was
is
a
worded
difference.
Yours,
yes, it was worded
mine
different.
Yeah, it was worded
mine
different.
Mine and Jim Closet worded the same because I copy and pasted.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the one that someone posted
his,
was a
he
little
tried to
different.
Load it. Yeah, it was him. He was trying to load it.
I didn't load it. I just said,
made a
so you
question.
Must have said, is it your favorite? And tried to unload it. And I tried to just say, do you like it?
No, I think
see, and because just saying, do you like it, someone could just like it.
And
but
right.
but
so
someone couldn't be like, oh, I love
it. We talked about
this
on the last one, but that's what happened was that the people that said, yeah, they'll eat it, they liked it, but the people that didn't like it hated it.
Yeah.
So there was a much stronger feeling when they said they didn't like it than if they said they liked it.
Yeah, so I think
bottom line,
anyway,
I won that one.
Into the into what
Tyler,
we're gonna do next.
I'm gonna mark it down.
He's
right
writing
now.
It down.
I should mark it on a wall
on the
somewhere.
Wall.
Make it permanent.
Ooh.
Tyler is 1-0 on the food challenge.
A tally board here.
But our next show, the next one we're gonna that would be sweet.
Yeah.
The next one, I think we're gonna get a little bit deeper into it. We're going to have a couple burger joints. I think
burger bracket.
We're going to have a burger bracket to
see.
This
is inspired by Justin Thomas. I don't know if you're listening to this, Justin, our buddy from St. Louis, who did a podcast with us. He does these like brackets of different things on his Instagram, and I love it. I think it's so much fun when he does those.
Yes. So we're going to do that. Yeah. We're going to copy off of you, and we're stealing it from you, and we are going to do a burger bracket, and so we're going to have like, what, eight? Let's do eight to start.
Should we do eight?
Let's start with eight. We'll start with eight. We're going to take eight comparisons. They'll random draw a bracket of eight, and we'll go through until we find the winner, the best burger joint.
So it'd be.
Are we thinking fast food
championship? So it'll take 3 days to figure
out. Are we thinking fast food burger joint, or are we thinking like gourmet burger joint?
No, I think we do the like fast food.
Fast food this time.
Yeah, I agree.
Five Guys, Whataburger, Wendy's.
Whataburger?
Huh?
Can't do that.
Why?
We don't have that here.
Dude, but it's going to win anyway.
I've never even been there.
Let me tell you.
Oh, I know. I've seen it on countless Instagram stories. I've heard it from tons of people.
Because all my Texas folks will vote for Whataburger.
I do need
shout
to
shout out Texas
that
folks. I know none of you listen to this. You did.
Yes, Texas. Yes, that's what it is. All my buddies yeah. that I played with at it's Grandview amazing. Post that every time they go home. Whataburger.
Yeah, dude, it is that good.
Yeah, know. But
so guess what I think I want to win. But I swear, I'm going to say this right now because this will be included in it. In-N-Out. If you guys pick In-N-Out, I'm canceling this. I will not participate in this segment ever again. In-N-Out wins, I will lose my fucking mind.
You gotta love the passion for this.
In-N-Out
segment
is dog shit.
I don't
think other places are better. I think In-N-Out is dog shit.
I hate it,
and I hate how much people love it.
I haven't been to In-N-Out.
Yeah, well, you're not missing anything. Neither of you. I wouldn't even bother with it.
Fast food burger joints is going to be our first takeaway, so we're going to take votes on that here in the next couple weeks. He's going for Whataburger, but what Whataburger? We know there's two now.
Well, but any way you want to make it. So, like, what Whataburger burger? I always get mine cheese jalapenos.
No, I'm saying standard burgers are fine, whatever the case. Standard, I don't care about that. Standard, but we do know that there were two Whataburgers, one in Virginia and one started in Texas, remember?
No.
You had that as today
yes,
I learned.
We talked about really? This.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't remember everything.
And one was what wow. a burger and one was Whataburger.
So wow. now we're going to do what I forgot. I
oh, that's what I text you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I do remember that because I wasn't. Where was I?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But I texted
that.
That
was
in.
Your phone
right. in. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep, okay. Yep. So right. that is going to be our foodie segment. We had a couple restaurants that we have to check out, and then our fast food burger joint bracket that we're going to get into. So let's get into. We're going to do a Q&A today. So we don't have any guests on here, so we're going to take some questions from our listeners and kind of go over those. So Jordan has accumulated all of the questions from our IG and Facebook and all of the above social medias, and so we're going to be going over some of those. So let's get into question number one.
Okay, so question number one. I've been increasing my running mileage because I'm training for a Tough Mudder, 12 plus miles in 6 weeks. Should I skip leg day to keep my legs fresh for runs?
I would say no, and that's a kind of a blanket statement. But don't skip leg day. What you want to do is periodize your leg day so that you have recovery days where you have lower miles around your leg day. But if you completely take out your leg day, you're going to be sacrificing some of the benefit of actual strength training to your running. A lot of runners think like, oh, well, I need to, when I'm getting high in mileage, I need to take out my strength, which is the opposite of what you need to do. Now, periodizing it and having the correct volume and making sure you're not overdoing it, making sure that you're getting recovery in, that's going to be a huge thing.
Four leg days, all low rep. Not a good idea.
Not a great idea.
Not a
when
great
running.
Idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is it that that made this popular? But like the, I don't know if it's like a social media thing, but it's like the squat every day type of thing.
Oh, Corey Gregory.
Is that
yep.
who? Yeah.
I did that for a while.
Just squat every day
yeah.
forever?
I think my knees are permanently fucked.
Right. Yeah. Like that's not a great idea. But it was popular for a while.
And my squat went way up. Yeah. Don't get that wrong.
Volume's going to take
hurt.
It. Right. Yep. Volume's going to take that squat right on up. But yeah. the problem is you got to have that recovery. So, yeah, I would put it in a time where you get that recovery on surround a couple of your lower miles. Most of the time you'll, like, increase throughout the week. And so your lower miles will be in the front. And then you'll have, like, a weekend long run where whether it's, you know, if you're doing a marathon, it might be all the way up to, like, 20-something miles. Or, you know, if you're doing a half marathon, it might be, you know, 10 mile days, but either way, that's, it's long for you. So I would just make sure you have that recovery in there.
So here's a question. If somebody needs to take a day off because they're feeling sick or something, should they skip the, so like if their workout is they do this on Monday, they do this on Tuesday, this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's because that's just what they're training and that's the program that they're in. If they're sick on Wednesday, should they then skip Wednesday or should they push Wednesday to Thursday?
See, I'm not a big fan of those type of training programs anyway, and it, this is kind of one of those reasons.
That's why I just I was like, well, they should be rotating this right. So they're not on the same day.
Right. Because I just think
there it is, folks.
Yeah.
Next.
One, don't have that program split. But a lot of people do have that program split, yeah. And what I would do is then back it up so that you get off of that program split.
Right. There we
essentially.
Go.
But yeah, don't skip something completely, because then you go – say
and you miss it.
Right. Say it's a chest day.
Yeah, you miss your volume
for it. You know, it's the bro splits of International Monday Chest Day, right?
Yeah.
If you miss Monday, now you're going basically 2 weeks without or 13 days in between your last chest day. So, I mean, you're not going to get the volume of chest that you need to increase to improve. You're almost not – I mean, you're barely getting that volume of chest to improve if you're just doing one day a week anyway. So I would check your split, bro.
There we go. And that was actually a girl that asked that.
Oh, broette.
tattoo and working out. Got a 2-inch long shaded tattoo on my wrist this Friday and was just wondering how long I should wait till I work out.
Great question.
I thought that would particularly apply to you, Mr. Sleeve Man.
I got that. Yeah, I like that. I worked out the day of my tattoos when I got my sleeve, or when I'm getting different sections of my sleeve done. It really just comfort. I mean, it's... If it's on an area that's going to be like rubbed, I think that, and I'm not a tattoo expert, so I could be getting this wrong. If there is any tattoo experts, let us know. But if it's somewhere where you're going to rub, I think that you want to avoid it and just use comfort. I mean, but
what about when you get a
like
pump?
Leg day.
Would getting a pump mess up? Would it stretch?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you're
just not working out hard enough.
Maybe
your pump's not real enough.
That might be. I should actually have torn skin. That's the needle is if it's not healed, it should actually cause me to when I get a pump to tear the skin, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Think about that.
So you're not pumping hard enough, Tyler.
Any other brain busters?
Yeah. All right. Here's one, and I'm kind of asking this because I didn't know what this really meant. How do we progressive overload?
So progressive overload is basically it's kind of self-explanatory. You progressively overload your workouts and your muscles so that they grow, hypertrophy and strength. So progressive overload can be done 100 different ways. It can be increasing volume. So start, like, for example, you start with one set, one week. Week two, you have two sets.
Progressively
week three,
add.
You progressively add. Yeah, it's you know, and then so you can do it by sets, which is going to do volume overall. It's basically increasing volume. So there's different ways to do that. You can increase weight progressively. If you can hit 5 pounds over every single time, or percentages go up every single week.
Yep.
So what most people what's going to be optimal is going to be, you know, progressively overloading for a microcycle. Usually like 8 to 10 weeks if you can progressively overload, and then taking a deload, going back to a point where you were at, but like basically starting that program over at a higher percentage, and then progressively overloading from there, and then just continuing that cycle is kind of the best way to.
You can do it either total volume, or you could do it percentage wise, or total volume being the main thing. You could get total volume from percentage or adding sets.
Right. Yeah. You can get that volume in many different ways.
Yep.
You can get it by adding sets, adding reps, adding
reps times weight times sets.
Exactly.
Is volume.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can add any. You can increase progressively any of those three things.
Yep. Okay. Sumo deadlift is scratching their thighs while they're doing. I use a hook grip, and whenever the bar reaches my thighs, my pointer and middle finger scrape my thigh, and it's starting to leave bloody shallow cuts.
So you can
shallow cuts.
I would wear. I mean, wear clothing that prevents it, or you can put like when I competed, I did like baby powder.
Yeah,
like on my thighs and stuff. It just helps slip. I don't.
What about cutting your nails?
That would, yes. If your nails are...
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like...
Right. A lot of times, like, the knurl of the bar can, like, scratch, too.
Right.
So, like, in sumo, you're probably most likely going to be outside of the knurl, so you're going to maybe scratch from the actual bar hitting you. But, I mean, one, it's kind of comes with the territory to have scraped up legs when you're doing, like, heavy powerlifting type deadlifts.
Yep.
And then two, wear higher socks or wear, like, longer tights.
Something.
Wherever it's scraping you, wear clothes
wear
to cover
something
it.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen that, quick interruption, that video on, like, YouTube, Instagram, I mean, it's all over, the giant dude with long hair doing, like, deadlifts, and he's, like, scraping his legs, and then it cuts away, and then each one, his legs are just getting more cut up, and then he just starts bleeding, he's like, I won't stop. You remind me exactly of that. I gotta show you. It's hilarious.
All right, and then our final question.
Painful.
Is BMI accurate for all body types?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely
I don't even
not.
Look
so,
at BMI.
So BMI would be accurate.
Personally.
And so BMI is popularized with the government. And they,
doctors.
Unfortunately, a lot of doctors and a lot of people use this to, like, insurance companies use it. And so it's almost, like, inappropriate at some points because if I lift weights, like, I'm clinically obese when it comes to BMI.
I was just going
to
say, every time I went to the doctor when I was younger, they would tell me I was obese on the sheet. And I was like, I am very healthy. Okay.
And that's the thing that's wrong is it's an accurate measurement for somebody that is
Would you say the average
inactive.
Human being that doesn't work out?
Yes.
Yep. Would you say that it's a pretty reliable measurement for the average human being that doesn't work out?
Yes, actually, fairly reliable.
That's what I was listening
if
to
you're a sedentary person.
Joe Rogan, he had Lane Norton
with
on
Lane
recently.
Norton,
and they were talking, dude, it's really good. I'm
you
only
haven't
45
heard that
minutes.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's 45 Lane, minutes.
Lane I tweeted
really
at him,
really
I tweeted at him, Lane Norton, both of them a year ago, and said, I'll be excited when you finally get Lane Norton on to talk
it's
about
good,
some sugar.
It was
that's all
well,
I
well,
said.
Really good. It was,
did they talk about sugar
the other
and
guy.
Stuff?
That's, they are.
Yep. It was Lane
and Dom.
I gotta finish
Dom,
this book report.
Dom was.
Dom
he's never gonna get it done now.
He likes
keto a lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they're
I'm
actually
so
they actually get along quite really well.
Yeah, he and Lane are buddies.
Yeah,
okay,
and so like they really fed off each other really well and showed a lot of benefits. And I like that because Lane like he. Knows that there is a place and time to do keto, and that you know
this is a very civilized discussion,
right?
That I've listened to.
It was awesome.
I
want to
know
really
what
good.
Joe had to say about sugar.
He
I mean,
he open.
Took it all in stride. Especially because the other guy that is obsessed with keto was like most of what he's saying. And the point that I just heard was like Diagnosti goes, this is my opinion. He goes that. Over time, the insulin spikes you get from taking all that sugar will
could
have a negative effect.
You.
And he said the science is not in on that.
Right.
That is my opinion.
Yep.
That's huge.
But they,
I mean,
yeah.
And that's okay. And Lane at a certain point was like, the science is not in on this.
Yeah.
This is my opinion based on what I've seen.
And that's, I mean, I like that because they're both scientists and they're both talking. And they do that because they're buddies.
Yep.
If he would have had somebody on that he didn't get along with, he would have went on tangents and been mean about it.
Fucking Jamie must have researched this for days to figure out who, he was like, okay, who are we going to get to make this not be ridiculous?
But, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, could that be the case? Yes, there's no science on it, but... They all agree that a surplus of calorie and a surplus of body fat is 99% of the problem with all of these diseases.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the mainstream media and what we hear about is they demonize one thing or another and oversimplify everything.
Yep.
And to really oversimplify everything, eat in a caloric deficit, lose the extra body fat, and you're going to be healthy.
Yep.
Like that has to do with cancer. That has to do with your brain. That has to do with all of these
hormone
different things.
Levels.
Yeah, everything comes down to metabolic disease, and metabolic disease is caused by excess holding on to excess body fat.
One of the things that the other guy that loves keto so much, he says that what they're trying to do is focus on like Navy SEALs and stuff,
right?
Because at that point, at this high level of functioning. Freaks of human beings, they need this extra boost of what it's doing to benefit hormones while keeping getting the benefits of what a normal diet does for hormones when you're losing weight, like getting those kind of whatever the hormones that you get that are good when you lose weight while not losing weight.
Yeah.
So essentially keto can do that while you're maintaining your weight.
And that, his that point, was and that's his why point. It's, a big, yeah, his big point was your leptin and your ghrelin levels can be
optimized. We had a podcast
optimized.
Over leptin and ghrelin.
Yeah, and so they can be optimized. Yeah, go back and listen to
Why You're Fat.
Or Why You're Fat.
Hey, that was the Whataburger episode.
The Whataburger, yeah, that was.
Man,
yeah.
Brought it back around twice.
So, yeah, so, his argument was, yes, you can optimize those if you're in a deficit.
Yep.
So any diet in a deficit is good. Any nutrition, is good in a deficit. But now, at some point, you have to be at maintenance.
Yep.
And so he thought, and he believes it also, works in with his lifestyle. But then he believes that you can optimize certain things on a keto diet when at maintenance.
Well, and I mean,
but in a surplus, he also admitted in a surplus,
it could be
keto
bad.
Can be even worse because now you have extra fatty acids.
Yep.
And so I that's what happens
too.
The worst.
Now, did he promote keto as good for everyone to just do as a diet, or did he promote it more as, like you've talked about, like a tool and using it as for specific situations?
Lane goes over that, right?
But the keto
Dom
guy,
over,
was he
yeah,
more
he
like
goes,
all keto all
he
for everyone?
He basically says he kind of had, he made it seem like, okay, everyone should try this.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work in your lifestyle and you can't maintain it, then that's fine. It may not be for you.
His point and Joe's as well. Because Joe, I think Joe has a hard time wrapping around how normal humans work sometimes because he's such a driven and such a motivated type of person. Is that like,
why
don't they just do this? Like, it's not hard. Right. I do it. What's the big deal? And Lane's point is, I've had 15,000 clients over my, or however many he's had over his life. He's like, people just can't do that. It just psychologically or
and
whatever.
So the,
they just
the,
don't.
It was interesting because Joe's main theme in the entire thing was, why not just have discipline?
Right. Yeah.
Just be disciplined.
Coming
like,
from Joe. Coming from Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm only.
I listened
hour
to
nine.
It in on the way back from St. Louis. So
but, it's good. It's really good.
I'm sorry. His biggest
that's
thing was like discipline.
Like
just be disciplined. Just be disciplined. And like Lane's big thing was, not everybody can be disciplined. 80% of people can't be disciplined. So the only thing that's going to work for them is something that fits into their diet. And that's what he promotes is a balanced, higher carb, lower fat.
That's why flexible dieting is called flexible dieting.
It's good, man. It is.
It is awesome.
Yeah, so that was all the questions.
Cool. So that was our Q&A. And that, you know, that last part, we talked a lot about health. And this season, obviously, we're into, big into health. And we just got done with the Pink Out training session. All of us were here, including Pierce, weren't you?
Including Pierce.
Yeah, so he was here rocking and rolling, and it was an awesome workout. Thank you guys, everybody, for joining us. Everybody that couldn't be there for being there in spirit. And we have some so I did this thing that I'm super excited about, and we're going to insert that here next. This is a special edition of our athlete shout out. Everybody that was involved a lot of people that were involved in the Heart and Hustle Pink Out training session dedicated their workouts. So here that is.
I dedicate this workout to Pam Williams, Melissa Williams, and Jennifer Carson, who are all survivors. Also dedicate this to all the women and men battling and still surviving.
To Pam and Terry.
This one's for Ellen O'Neill, breast cancer survivor and matriarch of the O'Neill clan.
To my Aunt Beck, to my Aunt Sharon.
To my Aunt Kathy
and Grandma Lott.
To Grandma Nicolai, Grandma Barb, my mother-in-law, Angie Baruch, who is a breast cancer survivor, and to Bill Robertson, who is undergoing cancer treatment right now and kicking cancer's ass.
Grandpa Norman, fighting cancer right now. Keep fighting the good fight.
To my friend Deb and my friend Stephanie, who's a two-time breast cancer survivor. For my mother-in-law, who fought valiantly, and for my amazing sister-in-law and my good friend Danita, who both fought it with style and have succeeded. Way to go, girls.
To my grandma Judy and my aunt Michelle for both battling and beating breast cancer like a champ.
To Suzanne Englehart, breast cancer survivor.
To Sue Henderson, breast cancer survivor.
To elementary teacher and an aunt that I've had that have both battled breast cancer.
To my mom, who's going through stage 3 colon cancer. My name is Kyle Hunt, and her name is Barbara Heater. And I just hope that she gets through this and gets better. Thank you.
To my cousin, Jermaine Roberts, who passed of intestinal cancer 4 months ago.
To my niece, Kristen Freeney, is having a double mastectomy today.
To my mother, who passed away from ovarian cancer in 2014.
For grandpa, who's fighting cancer, and Gage, who's two, who's also going to fight cancer.
To my grandfather, who passed away to pancreatic cancer in 2007.
To my grandma, Esty Belvin, who survived breast cancer.
I dedicate this workout to my grandma, Lorena Muller, who passed away battling breast cancer, and I also dedicate this workout to Lisa Wilson, who is battling cancer, breast cancer right now.
All right, that is super moving. You know, I get goosebumps. I got goosebumps and like was holding back tears every time I, you know, every time I interviewed someone about this. And when I did my own interview, when I did my own shout out, you know, it's an emotional thing. You know, this workout and this season goes out to a lot of the people that didn't make it, you know, all of the people that are survivors and kick cancer's ass, all of the people that are going through cancer right now, any health problems really at that matter. And we just wanted to really make sure that we dedicate this workout to all those people and really think about them during this season and hopefully make some changes in our own lives that'll help us. And that's kind of what we're here for at Crave, is to inspire those things to happen. So thank you guys for making those dedications. That was, you know, really touching, and huge shout out to everybody that participated in that. Let's see. The last thing that we're going to do today is today I learned from Jordan. As usual, I'm super excited to get into the today I learned. This is how we're going to end the podcast today.
This one.
Go ahead.
A couch potato.
Not going to lie to you.
Oh, you have a couch potato?
No, I don't. I want a couch potato. I've been waiting for that. I need something to watch on Netflix.
Well, the last one, you definitely haven't finished Ozarks.
Those are like hour-long episodes. I need like...
Admit it.
Something I can watch.
It's not that good of a show.
No, it is.
You can't finish it. You can't even binge it.
I'm on episode...
I'm
on episode three or four.
It's an alright show. Dude, you're on episode three or four. That was like 3 weeks ago. That show is not that good.
I had other stuff going
on.
It's football season.
But that's the thing.
Usually when I watch is on the weekend.
So Rick and Morty comes out tomorrow and you don't watch the entire thing in a day?
Yeah, 100%.
See?
100%.
That was a little facial expression for those who didn't see. I guess.
Yes. It's not that good. People hyped it too much. All right.
The first one was really good.
It's good. I never said it wasn't good. I said it was donkey balls.
Right.
I need one of those shows that's like, I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. Eager to, like, I want to go home and watch this. Yep. I don't have anything right now.
All
right.
All right. Since the cat's out of the bag on how much I actually do love anime, is that I started watching Boruto, which is the follow-up of Naruto. It's about his kids. And I had spent my whole weekend watching it. I spent all of yesterday watching it.
Maybe I should give it a chance.
Okay. Dude, for the record, I'm going to just step out of the room at this point because I'm out on anime.
Dude, whatever. All right. Here's the today I learned. It's I think it's very interesting. Today I learned that in ancient Egypt, the pharaoh, alongside the general public, would gather around to masturbate into the Nile River as a ritual ceremony to promote river fertility.
Then
the Nile, like the river in Egypt.
Very interesting.
As a public. And the pharaoh led the giant...
What is river
circle
fertility?
Joke. Like, fertility. Like, so fertility. That the river would bring fertility to their crops. I mean, the river was their lifeblood.
Yeah, dude, they had weird.
The pharaoh would leave the massive people circle jerk to get that river. To get that. I mean,
I don't know what they call it. I don't know if they called it
a massive circle jerk. Okay, but tell me what it is.
I think it's a ritual to bring fertility to their crops.
A bunch of men masturbate together. It's a circle jerk.
That might be the definition of circle jerk.
Started with the Egyptians.
It is.
Yeah. King Tut.
Yeah.
King Tut
was. Tugging something.
I thought that was pretty good.
Tugging something. Well, that's an awesome way to end this podcast. I love it. So for all those people out there circle jerking, have a wonderful week. thank you for tuning into the Gym Closet. Make sure to go on, follow us, like us, and rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. We will have every episode shared on our social media at Crave Gym, Crave with a K, at I am at TR Crave Strong, Crave with a K. We're here with at Jordan.Hildreth, at Zach Downs 1. We're out of here.
Peace.
See ya.
Is
say bye, Pierce.
Look,
say bye-bye.